Well, it's time now for a quick eyewitness report with Frank Boothby of the OSU Extension Service. How are you doing today, Frank?
Good, Alex. Thank you for having me this morning. I'm really excited about being here.
Well, it's good to have you here. I feel like it's been a while since I've seen you.
Yeah, you know, I've been in here a couple times with Grants Pass Kiwanis and mm-hmm. other programs, and now I am working with the newly returned Oregon State University Extension Service program.
And that's right. How does that feel?
It feels great.
Yeah.
It feels really great. You know, I've had a lot of real positive public feedback that they're mm-hmm. excited about having the programming back here in the county, and particularly the Master Growers Program, the Master Food Preservers Program, and most especially 4-H.
Yeah,
4-H has
one.
Been a massively popular youth service that is just known throughout the country, and so we're excited about having that back here.
Absolutely, and it does so much for people.
It does. You know, a lot of folks think of 4-H as showing livestock at fairs and doing auctions, and granted, that is a huge, important part of 4-H, but they do so much more. You know, mm-hmm. they have STEM programs and learn about photography or learn about sewing or cooking or learn about public speaking. And so it's multifaceted in their programs. And so really excited about bringing that youth back to the fold, so to speak, here
Absolutely.
In the next year or two.
Yeah, so having this back in our community, it's a very important thing.
I agree. And, you know, we've been hanging out at Growers Market, kind of letting the public know. I've been out in Cave Junction and around town trying to just let the public and, you know, the Chamber of Commerce know that we're here, and just letting the powers that be know that we're back, we're not going anywhere. And that we're sort of taking a little bit of baby steps over the next year, you know, as we reestablish and find our permanent place here in Grants Pass for classrooms and cooking and administrative classes or administrative offices. And so we're very, very, very excited about making this happen. Couple really things I do want to point out to your listening audience and really the general public is that for particularly for 4-H, over the next year, we're going to waive any enrollment fees.
And so, okay.
Yeah, to try to encourage folks to come back, we're gonna really be posting a lot of our information to the Josephine County 4-H website. So if people
gotcha.
Are interested in looking at that, I would just encourage them to put that into your browser of choice.
Right,
and
absolutely.
Just Josephine County 4-H, and there's Right now, we're collecting information from the public on what they want to see come from Josephine County 4-H, and so there's an information form that's located on there. We also have a Facebook page, so
okay.
Josephine County 4-H.
Well, I can follow them on Facebook as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. You called it. Please, I would say, come join us at Growers Market, where we've got a table that talks about master gardeners, master food preservers, and 4-H. So we'll have a permanent presence there probably throughout the winter and into next year.
Excellent.
And then they can always contact me, you know, personally. Probably the easiest way is just josephine.extension@oregonstate.edu, or go through one of those other portals to reach me personally. And I'm happy to chat with anybody about anything that OSU Extension is going to be offering. And always looking for volunteers, always looking for public input. And
the more the merrier.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we certainly appreciate KJO and letting us talk about this and the just really public service you guys do by letting nonprofits and schools come in here and chat about their programming. You guys are awesome.
Well, thank you.
And you in particular, Alex.
you are sweet. Well, and thank you to you, Frank, and all that OSU Extension does for this community. You have a wonderful crew over there.
Yeah.
And it's exciting.
100 years. We've been doing programming in Josephine County for 100 years.
Atlantis.
Brief break, but
yeah, just a little blip on the radar.
So
I think it's going to keep going strong.
I do too. I'm really excited.
Indeed. Well, right. Frank, thank you. Anything else before we get going?
No, I just really appreciate it. I look forward to hearing more public input, and we're going to be doing maybe some open houses and some just, again, general collection of information on what we can do to help Grants Pass and Josephine County be as awesome as it is.
Indeed. So. I like that.
All right.
Brilliant. Thanks again, Frank.
Thank you very much.
We're live.